Bathed in the spectral glow of the webway, Stormlance speared into reality. Steed of legendary Asurman, the ship resembled a dual-pointed dagger. Opening up like a fin, the solar sail at the rear gleamed with energy as the starship slipped into the bathing energies of the local star. Ahead of the Phoenix Lord, their destination hung in the freezing void, the craft world of Ulthwe. From a distance, it looked like the spiraling shell of an ammonite made from silver and white, its surface blistered by shining domes that housed entire landscapes of cloud-swathed mountains, green fields and forests, icy tundra and desert wastes. Towers pierced the vacuum between these domes, linked by slender, arcing transitways and transportation corridors like the tracery of a web. A cloud of starships followed the craft world in a glittering trail, moving back and forth between the docking spires and the webway gate. Stormlance extended a secondary pair of solar sails from the flanks of its dark green hull, catching every particle of the solar wind that it could. The ship wove a twisting course, paying no heed to docking protocol or the niceties of berth allocation. The craft world seemed stationary against the backdrop of stars, but was in fact moving ever so slowly, drifting from one edge of the system to the other. Amongst the stars beyond was a bruise against the void, a hungry red and purple eye that looked out into the galaxy, desiring to devour everything. A warp storm of such immense proportions, it had swallowed the old Eldar Empire. Asurman, first of the Asuria, the creator of the path, regarded the storm coldly.
The heart of a god, given semi-physical form. She who thirsts. The heart of death. The great enemy. The womb of destruction.
His armor was a deep blue, his scarlet helm crested from front to back. He leaned forwards in the inertia cradle that held him, seeing Ulthwe through inputs that owed nothing to biological senses. Stormlance was simply an extension of his immortal will, its suite of detectors more acute than even the hearing and sight of an Eldar. The ship was impressed.
It has grown much since last we visited.
The womb of destruction, or the craft world?
Both.
It excites you, does it not? To come this close to all that was destroyed.
I am drawn to destruction, fated to bear you into war and strife. There is no greater monument to annihilation than the glaring eye of the god that devoured us. Ulthwe exists upon the brink of our ruin. If the threads of destiny have brought us back here, the future holds conflict.